Tout ça. C'est ça qui est délicieux pour moi, d'ailleurs. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه والتابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
نعم
دليلة طب بسم الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون لو قطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين قالوا إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون
قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون لو قطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين قال فرعون Pharaoh then said, Amantum bihi qabla an adhana lakum. Will you believe in him before I give you an order? Before my consent, you believe in Musa? Okay. Inna hadha lamakrun makartumu fil Madina. This is clear that it has been a preconceived, a predetermined plan that you have cooked in the city in order to make people leave this city. And فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ you shall know. You will know the result of this plan, your plan against the nation. He was trying to be smart, trying to be crafty, so to speak. He fell woefully in a tactical way of trying to beat people's imagination. He was talking in this manner. Next verse.
لو قطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين
لو قطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين I shall cut off your hands and your legs من خلاف in a different direction. Cotton right hand, cotton left leg. He was trying to say, I am going to take a punitive measure against you. This punitive measure is your hands will be cut off in a different direction to the way the legs were going to be cut off. That is the meaning of min khilafin. Not only that. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And I am going to crucify you all. Crucifixion. Crucifixion. I am going to crucify you all. Because of what they did. Because of their belief. But they said what?
إِنَّا
they said, Inna ila rabbina la munqalibun, inna ila rabbina munqalibun. But we are most certainly returning back to our Lord. Meaning, even if you have threatened to take such a measure against us, it's okay. But we want to tell you that our final return is back to our Lord. In other words, we are not ruffled. We are never disturbed. Our balance is never shaken by your decision to inflict such a punishment on us. Next verse.
وَمَا تَنْفِرُ مِنَّا إِلَّا تَنَامَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا
نعم
ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين
وما تنقم منا إلا أن آمنا بآيات ربنا لما جاءتنا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. Those believers say to Pharaoh, وما تنقم منا إلا أن آمنا بآيات ربنا لما جاءتنا. You have not been inflicting such a punishment on us. You have not been traumatizing us except because we believe in the signs of our Lord. Yeah, we know our belief in Allah and for us such a humiliation from you. So they were talking with confidence and deep-seated belief. We know you are doing what you are doing because of our iman and our belief. Okay. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا. After telling him, they turn to Allah. ربنا, oh our Lord, أفرغ. You see, the very word أفرغ is a beautiful expression. It is a kind of symbolical expression because it is from faragha, to pour, as if, oh Allah, pour on us. Okay, huge amount of patience. Oh Allah, make us persevering. We are going to persevere, endure and tolerate anything Pharaoh is going to do on us. And that is what is expected of a true believer. When you find yourself in a condition of repression, of any repressive rule or any system, turn to Allah. Look at Prophet Noah. When the situation was difficult, what did he say? Inni maghlubun fantasir. Oh Allah, I have been conquered. I have been subdued. Fantasir, do come to my rescue, my assistance. That is the situation. Right. So they say, Rabbana, O our Lord. Okay? Afrig alayna sabran. Do make us to have tremendous patience, endurance, and tolerance. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And do cause us to die as Muslims. Because tawaffa means to cause you die. Okay, even though there is tawaffa meaning to sleep. Allah tawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah causes each and every soul to die at the terminal point of its appointed hour. And the others who go for sleep. That is why the Hausa man says, Bachi kanim mutua. Yeah, because the kind of a minor death it is tawaffa. So they pray to Allah that they should die as Muslims, because what is looked into, the consideration is on at what point did you live this life. If you live this life as a Muslim, congratulations to you. That is why the ulama are saying, Al-ibratu bil-khawatim. The end is what matters. the end matters most. Because somebody could be worshiping Allah for 60 years, 70, 200 years. At the time of death, if he utters a word of disbelief, he dies a kafir. So we seek Allah's assistance and help and intervention against seeking our exit from this life as non-Muslims. A'udhu billah. Next verse.
وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك.
نعم.
قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون.
وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك. قال سنقتل, in this recitation, أو سنقتل, as he recited, أبناءهم ونستحي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. That is ayah number 127. وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون. And the influential members of the Pharaonic court, the influential members of the Pharaonic court said amongst his people, they said, oh, أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض. How do you leave Moses, your excellency? Okay, why do you leave Moses and his people committing corruption on earth? What is corruption here? Calling people to obey Allah is corruption. Imagine how a wrongdoer looks at somebody doing good thing as a bad man. Look at the vice versa. Why should you allow this man Moses and his people committing corruption? Leaving you and your God. Why should they allow him? So they were trying to instigate Pharaoh against Musa. Okay? Instigation. Qala, and Pharaoh became instigated. He said, lead them. Sanuqattilu abna'ahum. We shall extensively kill their male children. وَنَفْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ, and keep alive their female children. Because وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ, we have the power on top of them. You see, Pharaoh was warned that these people you are doing what you are doing to them. A young man is going to be born amongst them and is going to be prophet, and the end of your power is going to be in his hand. So in a vainglorious effort to make sure this boy was not born, he began to kill male children of the Israelite communities, leaving alive their daughters in an effort to kill such a boy that will one day become what? The king, that his power will go away through his hand. So he was desperate. He became Mr. Desperado, trying to take an action to forestall such an occurrence. But did that work for him? It didn't. Next verse.
قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده.
نعم.
والعاقبة للمتقين.
قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء والعاقبة للمتقين. قال موسى, Prophet Moses said to his people, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ista'inu billahi wasdiru, meaning seek for Allah's assistance, seek for Allah's succor, seek for Allah's preservation, okay, by going back, by turning back to Allah, and through perseverance. He says, Ista'inu billahi then wasbiru, to tell you in any given situation, exercising patience is the best way in any situation. Then he said, Inna al-arda lillahi yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadihi, the land that you live in belongs to Allah. Yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadihi, Allah causes whom he wishes to inherit the land out of his servants. And wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqin, the final determination in good terms belongs to those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was trying to comfort them, trying to tell them the situation calls for being patient and being tolerant and being enduring. Next verse.
قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون.
قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا. But the Israelis said to Prophet Musa, hey, but we have been harmed a lot. That is أوذينا. A great deal of suffering, we are subjected to suffering a lot before you come to us and after you are coming to us. Okay? قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهُلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ. He said, perchance it is near that your Lord will destroy your adversary, your enemy. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and causes you to be leaders on the face of the earth. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, so that Allah looks at the way you walk, you act. Whatever Allah gives you, He looks at you. What do you do? If you are SUG president in any school, Allah looks at the way you walk. As an imam, Allah looks at your behavior. As a tailor, Ramadan, Allah looks at you do. As a driver, as a painter, as a whatever. Because this life is a life packed with trials. And after your days, your scripts are collected, carefully marked, kept, waiting for your death. And waiting for the day of resurrection, the day of reckoning, the day of Al-Qiyamah, and then your results will be brought out for you. You will be the one to read your result. Quran says this, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك what حسيبا. Read your account. Read it. It is enough to be a testimony bearer, either for you or against you. So such is life. Next verse.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Pharaoh and his group were seized by a severe years of drought. وَنَقْسَ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ and reduction in fruits. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ perchance they might what? Remember and recall. Meaning, Fir'aun and his people were treated, were afflicted with years of lack of what to eat and a severe reduction in food production and crops. Allah did this to them in the hope that they would recall, they would remember and come back to their senses. But what happened?
إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
نعم. You see, Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ when something good came upon them, they used to say, لَنَا هَذِهِ, that is our right. When they were given, as an example, bumper harvest, health, food production, they will be saying, we have been expecting this because we deserve it. It is ours. But when they were afflicted with something bad, they began to talk about At-tayr. What is at-tayr? Superstitious claim. They will say, it is because of Musa. He came, he has angered our Lord. That is why we have these bad things happening. That is the at-tayr. Then Allah says, Ala innama at-tayrhum inda Allah. Lo, their vainglorious claims, their superstitious utterances, okay, is because of what they did and Allah records it. That is in the law. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ but the majority of them do not know. Next verse.
وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَاتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَاتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they say, مَهْمَا تَاتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ. However frequent, however frequent, no matter how many times you try to bring to us any sign that will prove your acceptability in order to use the ways of the magicians to distract our attention from our Lord, we want to tell you we will never be believers in you. So because of this, Allah sent down on them chains of trouble one after the other. The next verse, Allah said what?
أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ.
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ to the end of the verse. Allah said, because of this, we sent down upon them as a mark of our punishment, what? At-tufana, the floods. tufan, water everywhere, water from the sky, water from beneath their legs and feet, water from their streams, water everywhere, flooded. That is number one. As Allah's ayah, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. We gave Moses 9 signs. One of the signs I mentioned here. So we sent upon them a tufan. That is number one. Wal-jarad. What is jarad? Locust or grasshoppers eating their farm produce. They ate everything. Not only that, wal-qummala. What is al-qummal? Bed bug. Not only that, wal-dafadih. And toads and frogs. Ferocious. Wal-dam and blood. Somebody will open his food, he will see blood. The water he wants to drink, blood. He will be drinking blood. He wanted to wear his clothes, blood. So what is this? Yeah, it's because of your behavior, your attitude. So we send down on them as a punishment, al-tufan, wal-jarad, wal-qummal, wal-dafadih, wal-dim, ayat mufassalat, signs successive, or signs in a detailed form. La ilaha illallah. Fastakbaru, still they developed thick neck. They became stone-headed, iron-headed, hydra-headed, arrogant. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And they persisted in becoming criminally minded people. If you are criminals, they refuse to come back to our way. Allahu Akbar. Allah says,
ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك.
نعم.
لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل.
ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك. To the end of the verse, which is verse number 134. ولما وقع عليهم الرجز. When Allah's anger and condemnation descended on them, and they understood, they came to know really they were being destroyed. In that case, they say, oh, Moses. Not even, oh, Allah's Messenger. No. Ya Musa, like this. Ya Musa, please request your Lord on our behalf. Your Lord. Not ud'u lana rabbana, rabbaka, rabbaka. Please ask him. Ask your Lord on our behalf. Bima ahida indak, by the virtue of your preeminence in his presence, because of your position. Please tell him. La'in kashafta 'anna ar-rijza, if your Lord remove from us, uplift this punishment, we are giving him a guarantee. لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We shall trust you. We shall say you are right. Imagine, they are putting condition on Allah. Because the Jews whole, we are hardened at heart. Very arrogant, very haughty, and up to date. That has been characterizing their mentality, their attitudinal character, and way of handling issues. through haughtiness, arrogance, hydra-headedness, and stone-headedness. They are talking this manner that we shall believe or we shall regard you as speaking the truth, and we shall release with you the Israelis. So now they were putting some conditions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notwithstanding this, Allah answered their request, but listen to their negative response. Next verse.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْلَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْلَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ Allah said, when we uplifted from them the punishment, okay, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ, to an appointed time they were to reach it, what happened? إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ, abruptly they broke all the promises they have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were trust breaches. So you can see, next ayah.
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاكُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّكُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ So, this later I keep on saying it is called consequential and subsequential fa. Our ulama call it what? Fa'u ta'qib or fa'u sababiyya. If it is sababiyya, then it is consequential. That is consequent upon this. Alright? Fantaqamna minhum. We dealt a blow against them by bringing down upon them chastisement. Fantaqamna minhum. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ We drowned them. We caused them to be drawn. Fear me in the sea. That is Red Sea. That is Al-Yum. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Because they denied our signs. Look at your Quran. Look at your leg of the Quran. Look at it. You can't place your legs like this. Please, brother. Take it up, Jazakallah khair, Jazakallah khair. Put it on your, mashallah. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Because they denied our signs. We didn't wrong them. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ So they denied our signs. وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ And they became absent-minded concerning our signs. That is غَافِل. That is why if you constantly keep on calling Allah's name, لا إله إلا الله, you cannot be غَافِل. Who is a غَافِل? A غَافِل is such a person who is absent-minded. He doesn't care to remember Allah. To look at the horizon, looking at the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that his iman is increased manifold. Such a man is ghafil. Don't allow yourself to be a ghafil. Because ghafilun will be in the hellfire. Allah says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi walitadhakar ulul albab. In Surah Al-Sad, verse number 29. This book has been revealed for people to be thinking over it. You think about the camel. Think about your creation. How did this hand come up? Otherwise become ghafil. How did the hair from your head come out? How do you talk? Look at digestive system, circulation of the blood. Think about yourself. Otherwise you become ghafil. You become ghafil, you are taking a road to disbelief. May Allah protect us. So wakanu بِآيَاتِنَا what? وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ Next verse.
وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا تضعون مشارق الأرض ومغارب التي تركنا فيها.
نعم.
وتمت كلمة ربك الحسنى على بني إسرائيل بما صبروا ودمرنا ما كان يصنع فرعون وقومه وما كانوا يعرشون.
وأورثنا القوم الذين كذبوا وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها. To the end of the verse, Allah the Exalted said here, وَأَوْرَثْنَا, and we cause to inherit, causing someone to get something. So we cause to inherit the people that used to be downgraded, that used to be humiliated. We cause them to inherit مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, the eastern part of the land and the western part of the land. In other words, we allow them to become the survivors and inheritors. Okay, we give them everything. The land on which our blessings descended. You see, the land of Palestine is usually called as the blessed land. And the Jews are lying that it is the promised land. To whom? Has it been promised? No. It was promised to those who were obedient to the Mosaic laws, as they say. But they were rebellious. They did everything sacrilegious. So the issue or the qualification of earning or inheriting the land did not apply to this rebellious nation. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَطْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And your beautiful words, or the promise of your Lord which is good, became fulfilled, complete upon the Israelites, بما صبروا consequent upon their perseverance. Still Allah keeps on talking about the virtue of exercising patience. That's why Allah says in Quran 2:155, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. He says, ayah 157, أولئك, نعم, عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Such a people have greetings from their Lord, and they are the ones guided aright to tell you about the virtue of exercising patience. That's why Allah says in chapter 25, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Okay, أَتَصْبِرُونَ? He's asking, أَتَصْبِرُونَ? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah makes you as a source of trouble one against the other. For a trial, then Allah says, are you observing patience? Are you? To tell you, the issue of patience is very important. And according to our scholars, patience, P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E, patience is of many categories. There is patience in obeying Allah, waking up to pray in a cold morning, very chilling, you are shivering, request you to be tremendously patient. Otherwise, you draw your blanket and you coil. You keep on snoring, ha, until they come. That is number one. Number two, To give out money out of your pocket as zakat, it requires for you to be tremendously patient. Because human beings by our nature, we love money. وَإِنَّهُ لِهُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Leaving your family to go to Mecca for Hajj, even though we like it with enthusiasm, but leaving the house, your wife, your family, requires you to be patient. There are many instances. Somebody denies you, but you give him, requires of you to be patient. That is class number one, or the first category of patience. Patience in obeying Allah. Attending prayers, attending tafsir, you have to be patient. You leave other things for things equally important. Now, there is another category of patience, or endurance, to be patient against disobeying Allah. A woman passes by, she attracts your eyes. You say, no, I won't look at her. You are going against the inner need of the soul. You say, no, my soul, don't destroy me. I would never look at her. It requires of you to be patient. A call has been made to go to Jumu'ah prayer, and the customers keep on coming. And for 7 days you made no any sale, and they're coming. Allah wants to try you. He said, please, no, I will not. The shop is closed because Allah says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِلْتَنْ. That is patience now. That is the second category of patience. The third category, patience when you are afflicted with a danger. Like your wife dies. Allahu Akbar. You have to be patient. Your son dies. Your father. Something you like, your car is stolen, Allah hear it. Your handset snatched. First, if you want Allah to record you as a patient person, as an enduring person, you should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Until he said this, you cannot get what he promised. He says, Ula'ika, such. Are you one of them? Alayhim salawatun. But you've been crying, wailing, where you Allah, then you couldn't get it. Eh? Let me be patient. For where? The most important class category of patience, when the catastrophe strikes, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then you have Allah's covenant. Allah make us to be the true Muslims, persevering, enduring, preserving patience at each and every given moment. Next verse. Naam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of their patience, we caused them to inherit the eastern part of the land, the western part of the land, because of their patience. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. يَعْرِشُونَ, from عَرَشَ يَعْرِشُونَ. And وَدَمَّرْنَا, we annihilated, we destroyed, we obliterated, we put off the face of the earth whatever Pharaoh used to do with his comrades, and what they used to build and develop because of their bad behavior. Next verse, Allah says what?
وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَبْنَاءٍ لَهُمْ. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا بينكم قوم تجهلون.
وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يأكفون على أصنام لهم، قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة، قال إنكم قوم تجهلون. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، إنكم قوم تجهلون. Okay, now Allah tells us Pharaoh has been drawn. Who remain? The Israelis. Come and see trouble with them. Allah says, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحَرِ. We cross or we cause the Israelis, we cause them to cross the river because Pharaoh pursued them. He said they should be pursued. So they left their homes trying to escape his what? Bad behavior. As they were running, they wanted to cross and leave Egypt. They came across the river barricading them. River Nile. They said, what? Allah told Prophet Moses to use his staff. Let him smite the face of the earth at the face of the water. After it was smitten, the two parts of the river, the water, were kept asunder like this. So they entered and they crossed. And the situation remained until Pharaoh came. When he came, he said, yeah, the river knows its Lord has arrived. That is why it was even given way for me. Hey, come on. It has responded to my majesty. The guy was foolish. He didn't know it was, alhamdulillah, a plan. No sooner had he entered than he was drawn. That's all. So the chapter closed. Allah said, the Israelis were saved. But unfortunately, instead of them to thank Allah, they did something very, very nasty, shamefully nasty, nastically shameful. What did they do? Allah said, you see, فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامِ اللَّهُمْ. They came across a people. Look at the position of the Quran, brother. Quran is in that position. جزاكم الله خير. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتوا على قوم يكفون على أصنام لهم. They came across a people يكفون. They were busy bowing down on their idol. They said, ah, Moses, hey, look at them. They have their own idol. Please, carve idols for us as they have it. He said, what? You will say from Pharaoh, instead of thanking Allah, you want to go back to polytheism? Shirk? Imagine. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ اِجْعَلْ لَنَا آلِهَا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. He said, wonderful. Definitely you are ignorant. Why should you behave like this? He told them further, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ
مُتَأْثَرٌ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
He said, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ مُتَبَّرٌ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You don't know. These people you see, مُتَبَّرٌ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ. What they are on, what they are on, that is mahufi, that thing is mutabbar. That thing has earned Allah's anger. Allah condemned it. It is something condemnable, something reprehensible. So it is mutabbar. So what duty do you take out of what they're doing? Now, not only that, وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What they are doing is useless, is bad, is not recognized. Is it what you want? Allah saved you. Instead of thanking Him, you saw people worshiping idol. You are asking me to give you idol the way they have it. You must be stupid. That is Bawman Tajhalo. And that is how they behaved in such a manner, the Israelis. Allah said, next. قال أغير الله أبغيكم إلها وهو فضلكم على العالمين. Prophet Musa said, أغير الله أبغيكم إلها. Shall I give you another Lord beside Allah? Shall I substitute a God beside Allah? Shall I do this to you? You expect me to behave in this manner? وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْآلَمِينَ. Whereas it is that same Allah that has uplifted you above the nations of your time. The ulama say alamin means people of their time. Otherwise, including Muhammad, no, never. So alamin must be understood in the context of their time. Otherwise, Muhammadur Rasulullah, wa huwa Sayyidul Alameen. So why should I, how do you expect me to create for you false gods that Allah that has uplifted you? So they are saying, don't bite the finger that feeds you. The finger feeding you, you bite it? Don't behave like this. Allah created you. He sustains you. Sustained in the past and sustains presently. Allah fed, feeds you. Allah created and creates you. Because as long as you live, your creation has not been completed. Yeah. You are now a full human being. It's possible you have accident, your leg is broken. May Allah forbid. It's part of your creation process. So they are saying, before someone dies, his creation has not been completed. La ilaha illallah. So this creator, this majestic owner of the throne, you expect me to create a different Lord in his place for you? No. That is not possible. Next, and maybe the last verse today. وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَصُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah says, يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْرُ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. That marks the end of today's tafsir, because we have to stop here, inshallah. It's a good point we are stopping at. Verse number 141 in chapter 7. Allah said, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. Remember when we saved you مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, from the evil plans of Pharaoh and his people. يَصُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, afflicting you with the worst form of punishment and humiliation. يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, killing tremendously, killing profoundly your male children. وَيَسْتَحْ نِسَاءَكُمْ, but keeping alive your female children. Remember, we saved you from such a humiliation. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, in that kind of punishment, that kind of trouble, there was a trial which is so great from your Lord. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. In those things that happen to you, there is bala. What is bala? Trial. Trial. Affliction. It's a trial that we are living in this life. In the life of trial, But the hereafter is the house of enjoyment, perfect enjoyment. No trial, no trouble. In spite of trial, you have to go and look, you eat before you eat. You have to farm your land, till the land, wait for rain to come. It's a trial now. It's part of trial, you have to come to school to study, to learn, pray, presentation, seminar, whatever, writing your thesis, whatever, to earn your qualification. Trial. But in the paradise, no. Enjoyment in the real sense. If you want it, walk here. Walk. Today is for work, no reward. Tomorrow, reward, no work. You get the language well. So try and do what you do. That is why I even keep on telling you, please maintain the honor of the Quran. Don't place Quran between your two legs like this. That is unbecoming. You can't treat Quran like this. They are even saying, don't put saliva and open it. No. Even though saliva is not impurity. And but it's, people don't take it light. Can somebody put his saliva and put it in your leg? On the body? Do you like it? So don't put it and open the Quran. Give it its honor. They say, don't take it as your pillow. Don't do that. Don't say, hey, take the Quran. Haram. Don't place any book on top of it. Even tafsir. Because the tafsir contains the exact words of the Quran and the explanations of the scholars. It's a mixture. So when you hold it, try and hold it like this. Place it in your hand, please. On your thighs. The more you do something like this, the more it fetches rewards for you. May Allah's blessings be upon all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. On this note, we'll stop here. InshaAllah, tomorrow, by the grace of Allah, we make progress from ayah 142. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Good to meet you. I ask Allah out of His mercy to save you from the evil of yourself. That is very bad. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you and saves any person behaving in this manner. Because it's not good, it's bad. Yeah, may Allah forgive all of us. Next verse, or next question. Wa alaikum as-salam. Jazakumullah khairan.
Now I pray for you, that way before Ramadan, 2 years, and she not very patient, but thinking that she would give her the power of money. Then I have heard what she said to me, concerning the issue of the last year. I got a feeling that she didn't get to me, but the moment that I passed out and she did not.
Yeah, you see, I told you this is just one out of how many views? 4. If a woman breaks her fast because of pregnancy or because of breastfeeding, I state repeatedly the views of scholars on these are 4. View number 1 says she has to pay those days she missed after Ramadan. And each and every time the son says she gives food to the needy. That is view number 1. The second view says no repaying, no feeding. The third view says, no, she is just to just give food, no fast, no pain. And that is the correct answer we keep on saying. The third one says she only repays, no feeding. Now, in case of this sister, you as her husband, it is your responsibility whenever the son says, take one dish of food and give to needy person. One dish per day per head. Now, if in case there are some days she didn't know this until now, then you repay. But if you take the view of other scholars of just paying the fasting, if that is your view, I don't fault you. But I am telling you, this is the one that is much nearer to ease. And يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. I hope this answers the question. والله أعلم بالتوفيق. Okay. Well, when you say if somebody kills someone and you are saying fasting, no. Let's put the record straight and correct. Killing is of three kinds. If somebody is driving dangerously, he kills, he's not fasting, he should be killed. That should be understood. Your car, for example, reads 240 on the speedometer and you are driving at 210 because you want to reach your destination early. In the process, you knock somebody, he dies, you will be killed because of the dangerous driving you're doing. This is not a mistake. You know your brakes are not working and you are speeding. You'll be killed. You know your tires are worn out. Yet, you say, and let me go. Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. You knock and kill, you'll be killed. But if somebody is driving reasonably, for example, his speedometer is 240, he is driving at 120. Is it bad? 100. When he reaches a crowded area, he controls the driving. But unfortunately, somebody is knocked down. It is this situation that this person comes in. But people will keep on saying, I am driving, I kill, fasting. No, we should know there is a kind of knocking down that earns for you capital punishment. So granted, his driving is this, the second category. And the third case of killing is, it's a kind of killing that looks like inadvertent and looks like intentional. Somebody goes hunting for gazelle, hunting for the bush meat. And he came to a bush, a bushy area, and he had some moves. He thought it was an animal. It was a man, unknown to him. And then, boom, the gun went. He said, ah, it's a human being. Yes, a human being. Because he wanted to eat meat. That's why you kill. The ulama are saying this is intentional killing. It is also unintentional. It has two ways. قتل الخطئ ويشبه قتل العمد. We have to know all these things in detail. Don't put your eggs in one bag. So when you are giving fatwa on this issue, you have to be cognizant of this reality, that if somebody kills in this manner, which kind of killing? Now to the answer. If the killing is believed to be the one that fetches for him such a judgment, in the process you see he died, isn't it? That's all. If he died, that's all. The issue is considered closed. Because his life has been short. Even though some are saying his family, his sons must pay the remaining. Because it is Allah's debt. Because what do you say? If he was owing people money, who had to pay? Who? The family. So if that is the case, Allah's debt deserves being paid as well. So you have two views. You take the one that is best. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. No, you see, maybe you are hanging this question on a hadith that says, "Man zana zuniya bihi, wa man talawwata liita bihi." He who commits zina, definitely zina will be committed with somebody belonging to him, his daughter, his wife. But the hadith is fabricated. It's not reliable. Imam al-Albani has flashed his scholarly flashlight on the hadith. The hadith is unreliable because of a single ayah. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وَزِرَ أُخْرَى. No burden bearer shall bear the burden of a sinning soul. So if your question is based on that hadith, the hadith is wrong hadith. I congratulate you for having repented. That's what Allah wants. Remove from your mind the possibility of your daughter's wife or your wife. Somebody, no. That is not Allah's system. If truly you have repented, that's all. Allah will change your bad past to be a good present. Such is our Lord. Allahu alam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Wa iyyakum. It's a lie. It's a black lie. It's a lie and black lie. Yes, next question. They are bid'atically minded people, not fanatically minded. The methodology is this expression, this prayer, radiallahu anhu, is specifically for the Sahaba, according to the Sunni or Sunnatic methodology. Because it is such people that Allah said it. He says, وَالصَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. In Quran 900, chapter 9, verse 900. He talked about the Sahaba. Allah is pleased with them. So if you want to be on the safe side, maintain this. Any other person, you should say Rahimahullah. But the bid'atic people will get even their appointed saints. They say radiallahu anhu. But if radiallahu anhu, you mean just prayer, it's okay. But as a method, no. If it is methodological, it is only for the Sahaba. But as a prayer, I can say radiallahu anhu ajma'in. It's not bad as a prayer. But as a simple way, as a method, that is only earmarked for the Sahaba. And I hope that answers the question.
For the person, somebody sent me a visa from someone on a travel bill, and they said I should send it to a person who was in there, and to feel surprising goodness versus this man in the
419. It's a 419. It's a lie. You don't need to be promised things like this. Before adhkar is adhkar. So this way he told you is for mine, it's a lie.
I want to
I don't understand you. Do you understand him? Okay, what is, all right, modify it. They cannot be Muslims. How can they be Muslim? Or do you want to say they believe in Quran but the Hadith, they don't believe in Hadith? They are the so-called Quraniyun. So we call them Shaytaniyun. I'm not Quraniyun because Quran is far away from them. How can you understand the Quran without going to the Hadith? So anybody claiming to believe the Quran, brother? Anybody claiming to believe in the Quran without going to the Hadith is just chasing the shadow. Who explains the Quran? Who? So by the time you say no, you're not a believer. Take for example, Allah says, يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. Quran 4:11. Allah commands you concerning your children. For the male child should be twice as much as the share of the female child. Now, it says your children. Don't you think Prophet's children are included? They are included. His children are included. But he said, no, we the Prophet are never to be inherited. Our property's left is to be shared as sadaqah. So you can see the Quran says, your children, including him, but in the phonetic methodology is telling you, minus the Prophet. So you have to go back to the Hadith. Allah says in Quran 6:82, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Those who believe without confusing their iman with transgression. The Sahaba said, what? All of us have transgressed. No, that's not the meaning. Transgression means a shirk. So the Sahaba didn't understand until the Sunnah came and explained. So who are you to understand the Quran without going to the expert in Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You get me? There are many instances. So anybody claiming to be, we are Quranis and you are Shaytaniyun. I'm not Quraniyun. Quran must be understood in the light of the Prophet teaching. Allah says, wa atimul hajj wal umrata lillah. In Quran 1962. Complete, fulfill Hajj and Umrah for Allah. How do I do it? You go to the method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he do it? Allah says, pray. Wa aqimu salah. How do I pray? He said, come on. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So you cannot understand it until it tells you. How do you go around the Kaaba? You go to the Sunnah. Sunnatic methodology. So anybody, I keep on saying this, claiming to be just a believer in the Quran, not the Sunnah, cannot be a Muslim. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. Wa iyyakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.